Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and today we're doing a little bit of fun and having fun with moms and making a tribute because tomorrow is Mother's Day. I have so much to talk about today, but I wanted to get back to a couple of things that I have been doing because last week we were off the air. We are now WARA 1320, and we invite you to call in 508-222-1320. The number is still the same, but we are back on air, WARA. I am so excited. It just feels like coming home. It's just really phenomenal. But let's get started with the lottery numbers right now. If you played the lottery, good luck to everybody. The Rhode Island daily number is 0295. Mass daily is 0321. Mass cash is 3, 6, 21, 24, 31. Mega Millions. Boy, if you hit this, you are a genius. 9, 21, 25, 66, 72. The Mega Ball is 7, and the Mega Plier is 3. It's a great day. It's a little bit chilly and overcast, but sunset time is 7:52 p.m., and Jim Corbin will be calling us later around 8:30 break to tell us about what's going on this weekend. Hopefully we can salvage some, and hopefully we can salvage some of this weather, and we can get some really great sunshine in. I'm heading down to Newport later today, and hopefully it will be a little bit chillier because it's only 49 here. I can just imagine what it's going to be like down there in Newport because it's always cooler by the shore, and I can't wait to talk to Jim Corbin, our meteorologist. But welcome to WARA. It's a great day. It's, you know, Saturday, everybody, so grab your cup of coffee, your second, like I have had my second cup of coffee. In studio, I have Mike Catanzaro, my guy, my engineer, my producer, and I really appreciate it. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Elaine. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
I'm really happy about this whole thing with WARA.
I am too.
Because, really, you know, back in the 1800s when I first started in radio, that was the call letters.
That's right.
And, it, you know, this was a community radio station when I first came here. And then it went from that to all these other different call letters. And Attleboro's got its hometown radio station back. That's pretty cool.
I think it's a great, great switch. I'm so happy to be here and do the show and call the call letters WARA again. It's just really fabulous. This is really big news in our area.
And you know what's amazing, too, Elaine, is a lot of times when a station gives up its call letters, sometimes it's hard to get the old call letters back with the FCC because another station or group may get them, and then once they get them, you can't have them.
Right, right. We were very fortunate, that's for sure, and I really appreciate that. But I wanted to tell folks a little bit about what I've been doing, because, like I said, a few weeks ago, they were working on the transmitter, is it?
last week, right?
Last week.
Yeah, last week they're working on the transmitter.
Anyway, we were off air, and I went to a couple of places, and one was really fascinating. There was a Rhode Island Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and someone from Attleboro actually was inducted, and that's George Leonard, and you might know him as Georgie Porgy in the Crybabies. And we had Tony Viveras on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking a little bit about Georgie. And I got a chance to meet him, actually, and, of course, had a photo op with him and invited him on my show, and he is coming on in June. So I'll let you know when he will be on, because he was just so entertaining, and this award meant so much to him, and he's just a phenomenal human being, very, very talented individual, and I respect him so very much. I also had a chance to meet two other musicians. One is called Sib, and he's the drummer for Boston. And Mike Toons, who also is a he's a saxophone player, and he plays for the Beaver Brown Band. So these guys may be coming on my show as well, but definitely George from Georgie Porgy is going to be on my show sometime in June. He's agreed to come on, and I really can't wait. And I talked to Tony yesterday. He's all excited that he was going to actually be on my show. So I'm very, very grateful to George. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is at the Met in Pawtucket. If you haven't been down there, definitely you should go down and check it out. The walls are covered with the great musicians of people in our area, and I was just so amazed by so many great bands. We are just, it's just really phenomenal. And it was a really great opportunity. It was a great gala, and people performed after they were inducted, and it was just really phenomenal, just really phenomenal. So check it out at the Met if you ever get down there in Pawtucket. Check out the Hall of Fame, the tributes to everyone. It was just really phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. But today we're talking a little bit about mothers, and I'm a mom, and I know a lot of you are out there are mothers too. And I was just, every time I do the show, I try to bring something to the table, and I thought, well, geez, how can I do this? It's Mother's Day tomorrow. It's also my birthday tomorrow. Every 9 years, I swear to God, this is true. Every 9 years, the cycle changes where I have my birthday and Mother's Day. So I set the ground rules for my children, and I said to them, texting mothers does not count as a call to say wish you a happy Mother's Day. And just because my birthday falls on Mother's Day doesn't mean that you can get away with just one gift. No, I'm only kidding. Seriously, I'm only kidding. The best present I'm looking forward to, seriously, is my grandchildren. They're 3 and 6, and they're going to make cupcakes with candles on them and make me dinner on Tuesday, so I'm real excited about that. What are some of the things, Mike, that you have done or gifts that you have given your mom in the past?
You know, it's funny. I remember the very first Mother's Day gift that I gave my mom. I was in elementary school back in Cranston on Valentine Alley, which now is not a school anymore. It's an office building. We had a student store, and they were selling necklaces, this beautiful necklace that was made out of apple seeds.
Wow.
And I remember purchasing it, saving up the money and purchasing this necklace thing. It wasn't a lot. I forgot how much it was, but it was enough. It was affordable that a little kid can buy it. And I don't remember if it was like I bought the whole thing or my father helped me a little bit. But I remember saving up for it and how excited I was to be able to buy this gift and give it to my mom on Mother's Day. And I think she still has it. I don't think she ever wore it, but it's beautiful. I mean, it was made all out of, I don't know how it was held together, maybe with elastic type string or something, but the way it was configured in such a pattern and design, I mean, all the seeds, looked like beads, and it was beautiful. I mean, I remember that. I was like, oh, Mom would like that. That was my very first Mother's Day gift I got my mom.
That's great.
And it's funny, when I'm 45 now, and I must have been maybe about 8 or 9 years old when I got that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really great. I think that mothers really appreciate homemade gifts and cards, homemade cards. I think that, I mean, really, I have a lot of those from my children, and I think that it really does make, it's heartfelt things that really touch my heart, and I think that too with other people, they feel the same way. They would rather have something like that. I remember one Mother's Day, one of my twin sons actually wrote me a letter. He was 26 years old and wrote me this letter, and it was just really a phenomenal appreciation of things that I did for him that I had forgotten. I used to put notes in their lunch bags when they were kids, especially in junior high. It was really tough. Everybody that goes through junior high really struggles, with their identities. And just it's just a whole new school system, and it was just really difficult. My kids had a really tough time in junior high. So I would put notes in their bag. This all came out. I had forgotten all these things, and just to have him do that at 26 was
like... What would you say in the notes? Like encouraging things?
Yeah. Like I would say, you can do it, or when you get done today, you're going to have a surprise when you get home, or, here's to you, you can do it. And I did this cartoon, and I can't draw for nothing, but I was doing these funny things, and they go, Mom, was that a guy's hat on top of a head? Was that actually a guy, or was that, what was this, so we kind of use, I kind of use like comedy, too, for that sort of thing.
Oh, that's funny.
But it got them through 3 years of junior high. They survived it and everything, but I was just really blown away by that. So it doesn't take a lot of money. It takes yourself to write something special that will be remembered forever. And yeah, you're right. As a mother, I have many different trinkets and things, even rocks, like stones, colored stones and everything that I was given, you know, as gifts from the kids. But I swear to God, I have every...
You still have them?
Yeah, I do. Wow. I'll bring some in.
Now, I wonder what moms do now. Do you ever notice kids now? Some of these kids, they're like small. They're like 4 or 5 years old walking around with adult cell phones. Yeah. So what do moms do now? Do they text them encouraging messages all day long?
I don't know. I don't think they do that. I think we did this whole thing about looking down. Remember, it was like looking down on your cell phone all the time. Mm. And it was like, you got to look up and appreciate what's around you, people.
But it's funny. You see even kids now with cell phones.
Yeah, that blows my mind. Let's see. I remember the days when you actually had to walk to school, had to walk back to school, had to, you know, go
home. Took the bus.
And take a phone. You know, I mean, you had the phone. The only phone you had was in the house, you know.
Oh, a payphone.
Yeah, payphone.
Remember when pages first went out, someone would page you and you'd have to find, like, the nearest cell.
Yep, you're right. Yeah, you got beeped or something. You had a beeper and it was going off. Oh, my God. Well, listen, folks, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche. Good morning. You're listening to WARA. Our station is back online. It's really great to be here. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and you are listening to WARA in Attleboro. I love saying those call letters. We're Attleboro WARA again, so our hometown radio station is back on, and I am so excited. In studio with me today, I'd like to thank Michael. He's here running the board, running the commercials, and keeping me straight on time with all of the things because we are on automation now. So this makes it easy breezy. How do you like the new changeover, Mike?
It's exciting. Yeah, I like it, actually. We get to learn new things. You know, it's a transition period. You know, I actually embrace it, embrace the whole thing. People, you know, when all this first happened to me, because, you know, I used to run the station, and people saying, aren't you worried? Aren't you upset? Aren't you scared? I'm like, no. You just go with the flow.
Absolutely, yeah. So listen, we're going to get back into mothers because tomorrow is Mother's Day. Mm. And this morning when I was having my first cup of coffee of many, I did this thing called the progression of a child, because I think that when mothers are looking back on their lives, especially around this weekend, it has a lot of significance as you look at your children in different phases and as they grow up and develop and, you know, you become, and I think every mother can relate to this. And I welcome moms and dads to call in and voice their opinion too, or just to call and say Happy Mother's Day to their significance at 508-222-1320. But for right now, I just wanted to go over some of the things I was thinking about with my family and other friends. A lot of this has to do with other people, but I mean, it's a generic progression of a child. Mm-hmm. And I think most moms can relate to this. Like from age 2 to 11, you know, mom, I love you. You get lots of hugs and snuggles. Age 12 to 18, it's like the teenage years. It's really, really difficult. And it's like you suddenly become an idiot. Like mothers don't know anything and they don't like your food. Everything that you make is like wrong. It doesn't taste good. They'd rather go out with their friends. You have very little contact with them. It's just really ridiculous. But ages 19 through 25, the college years, you know, they come back the first semester and it's like, wow, your food tastes so good, mom. This is really great. Thanks a lot. And you send off brownies and cookies and homemade goodies for them. And it's like, you're the best again. You're great. And then when you're like 26 to 40, they have children of their own. And life really does take on a new meaning. It really does. They finally appreciate all the sacrifices that you've made for them and all the hard work that you've done and all the little things that you've done. And I think they finally get it. And I have to say, I'll depart from this generic to say that my mother, I grew up, my mother was Polish, and she was part of the Depression. Like, she really grew up, and she always was fearful that we would never have enough food. Imagine that. So downstairs we had a pantry full of like canned goods and tuna fish and soups and things like that. And but she was always fearful of that. I think that what she has taught me, has taught my other siblings, is bringing family traditions. You know, every holiday, every Sunday we would get together with our aunts and uncles and families, cousins, and I mean, it was just one of those huge experiences. I used to hate to go. My sisters used to hate to go. My brothers, I mean, we used to fight. Why do we have to go, you know? But as I look back on it, it was just a traditional thing that she had taught us. It's really important. Family has always been important to me anyway. But I think, like, gathering people together every Sunday, sharing meals together, it was just really important. So she did teach me a lot. She did teach me other things. She taught me that I'm stronger than I thought I was when facing adversity, and she also she struggled with Alzheimer's in her last portion of her life, and I think that she really she taught me to appreciate the little things, the simple things in life, especially in her vocabulary. There was just like five sentences that she played in a loop in her mind, and even though she did pass away and in her sleep, which was really, you know, phenomenal, because I'd like to go that way myself too, wait, you know, go to sleep and then just, you know, go. Yeah, I would say that I'm not the person I would be without her in my life. And I think that the last 5 years of her life with the Alzheimer's and everything, I would take her out and we'd go riding and go down to Galilee and Georgia. She loved clam cakes and chowder. And even though, like, I would bring her every week, to her it was a new experience. So I think that if you have a mom that is ill or sick or has Alzheimer's, they do appreciate the moment. And I think that's what you have. You have moments in time. And I think that Mother's Day is tomorrow. And I think that instead of buying these flowers and jewelry and different things, it would mean so much to a mom to just be there. You know, your presence is your present. So as we celebrate Mother's Day tomorrow, be thinking about that. And if you have other things you'd like to share, I invite you to call WARA, our new station, our new call letters, I should say, at 508-222-1320. And let me know what's on your mind. It'd be great to hear from you, and I hope that they do.
WARA, your hometown radio station.
That's right. And it's so exciting to say that.
Yeah, remember when that was the logo at one point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. And when I came on air, oh my gosh, it was so hard to say the other call letters, which we're not saying. But I mean, it was just really hard to remember, because that's what I've known. I've been on WARA for 3 years on Saturday mornings, 9 to noon. And then I was off and then had my career and then came back and then it was other station. And it was like so hard to say without WARA. So I'm really, really grateful to be on Saturday mornings and be with you. And in the next couple of weeks, we will have many different guests on. But today it's mothers and celebrating mothers. And yeah, it's just really going to be a great, great, great day tomorrow, I assure you. Breakfast in bed, do you remember those? Do you remember making breakfast in bed for your mom?
I think we did that once, but I think my mom's not a breakfast in bed person.
Oh.
You know, because she's usually up by then. So what my mom likes to do is to go out to eat.
Oh, great.
On Mother's Day.
Yeah, I mean, that's really
spend
great
time.
Too.
My
yep.
mom's, you know, my mom's very big in that, spending time. Trying to think what else, too. She loves gifts. Shows flowers,
mm-hmm.
plant. Well, plants more than flowers, I think, because plants last longer.
They do, and you can always replant them into other structures, to other pots and everything, and they
or
would
plant
grow.
Them in the yard.
Plant them in the yard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's yeah. another good gift. Actually, you know what? Benny's has seeds. You can plant, like, you can get like 4 packs for $1 or something like that. That would be a great gift, mm-hmm. with gardening gloves and a little shovel. You know,
yeah, like a little kit.
Yeah, a little kit. I did
gardening
that.
Kit.
I did that actually for my grandchildren, my granddaughters. I got a pail, and I put a little baby shovel and a little seed rake, and then I went out and I got all these flowers, these colorful seeds, and I put them in, no chocolate, because I figured, you know, the Easter Bunny was going to bring chocolate to them, and I put cello wrap on it and bubble stuff and everything, and I gave it to them, and my son was sending me pictures about how they were doing, and I mean, they were in the garden, they wanted to go out the next day and plant all these things.
It the was little just kids really are fun. Excited.
They are. So it doesn't have to be a major gesture, it doesn't have to be a big gesture. I think that, you know, something really sincere and from the heart always is better.
Plus, you feel good that you didn't contribute to the cavities they get from eating the candy.
Or on a sugar high. You don't want your grandkids on sugar highs, trust me. Woo! Unbelievable. But anyway, this is Elaine LaRoche, and you're listening to Out and About on WARA. Our number here is 508-222-1320. If you're having your second cup of coffee, give us a call and say hi. Love to hear from you.
And how about mothers that are single mothers? You know, sometimes they have to do both roles. Or fathers that are raising the kids, so they're doing mother duty as well.
Right. That's, you know, very difficult, that's for sure. Yeah. You know, like, you have to give the kudos to them, because yep. That is not easy, that's for sure.
It's not easy.
Mm-mm. So, no.
Oh, look, we got a phone call.
Excellent. Can't wait to... All right, yeah. See. So anyway, I hope you get a chance to go out and about, and we have our first caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning to you also, Mike, and how are you?
How are you, Radio Angel?
I am doing fine. As usual, I'm on my way home, and I'm listening to your program. So I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day in advance to all the lovely mothers out there, and for the fathers who play the role of a mother also, I'd like to also, you know, send greetings out to you. Happy Mother's Day, filling in, you fathers. I think tomorrow is the day, well, every day should be Mother's Day. But since we've delegated tomorrow as that special day, for those of us, for those of you who've got mothers that's still around, you know, you need to show your mother as much love as possible. Mm. You know, I know there are times when there can be conflicts and everything with parents and mothers and everything, and there might be a separation of family. But one thing we have to understand, especially if you're not a first child, what mothers go through to bring you here, that alone is enough. I don't believe a mother can do anything to a child that can erase those 9 months carrying the child and the additional couple of months or years that she raised that child for. That alone is more than enough for you to show the utmost of gratitude to your mother.
Well said. That's very well said. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're very welcome. I mean, it's a tough job, you know. And, I know sometimes I look at my wife and I'm like, you know, I don't know if I'd ever want to change places to do your job, and we can't.
Mothers
have that special love, that unique touch.
That's true. That's very true. I think that if men had to carry children for 9 months and gave birth, there wouldn't be very many people in the world.
There won't be anybody in the world. Because I'm telling you, starting with me, I'll be buying myself a couple of metal-made clothing that cannot come off. Because I would not be carrying any children.
I understand.
So kudos to all you ladies for a job well done. You know, it's just unbelievable what mothers have to go through.
That's very
true. It's unbelievable. So we need to love them, show them respect, you know, do everything we can. You know, like I said, every day is Mother's Day, but, you know, since they designate that special day, let's do something for all the mothers. You know, and one of the things, and, you know, well, I know Mike will do this if he had this in answer. It's just, you know, buy a couple of roses and just stand on the street in certain areas, and every mother comes by, just say Happy Mother's Day and give her a rose. Even though you don't know her, just let her know that there's somebody out there that is thinking of mothers. They are so deserving of it. So deserving.
Thank you. That is really well said. And I like that idea. If somebody gives me a rose today or tomorrow and says Happy Mother's Day, that would really be great. You know, that's what a wonderful idea.
Yeah, I think that's something that I'd really love doing. You know, just stand on the street corner somewhere, and every woman that comes by, you know, it's Happy Mother's Day to you. You don't have to know her. You know, just let her know. You know, just make her feel, because you don't know what people are going through. And sometimes we always say, I can't offer help to you if I don't know what you're going through. And sometimes you see mothers, and they're smiling, they're happy, but deep within, there's pain that no one can see. So just to do something as simple as giving a stranger a rose and saying, Happy Mother's Day, you don't know what you've just done for that person.
Right.
So if anybody out there is listening and you want to volunteer, you can do it all over, you know, some in Rhode Island, some in Warwick, Providence, wherever, over the way you are, in North Attleboro, South Attleboro, wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Do something nice for the lady.
Well said. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. And I have to hold you there because we have to go take a quick break, but I invite you to call me back next week. How's that?
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful Mother's Day. Mike, have a good day.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you, Glenn.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Thank you. That's great. What a wonderful gesture. That is
good call.
Yeah, it's a great call. I think he's very genuine, and I enjoy his conversations very much so. And he brings up such great points, too. Well, listen, folks, you are listening to WARA. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and you are listening to Out and About. And we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side, we do have Jim Corbin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you're listening to Out and About with Elaine on WARA 1320. And on, oh boy, who's more timely than Jim Corbin? He is on, and he called in during break. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
All right, Elaine. Happy Mother's Day and Birthday Eve today.
Thank you.
Every 9 years. That's interesting. That you say it's May 10th is also Mother's Day. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it falls every 9 years. And
it works out all the time, even with like the leap year could add an extra day, or has it always been every 9 years for as long as you remember?
Every 9 years, as long as I can remember.
Excellent. Well, again, I hope everything goes well. My mother, passed a couple of years ago, but I'll be brief, and I know you want to get to some calls, and I'll quickly get to a quick forecast. But she moved to Florida in 1986 with my stepfather, and so we used to. I didn't see her as much over the years, but we would constantly be calling her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just great, right to the end. When we were down there, sometimes over the years. We would go down there on Mother's Day, surprising her sometimes. So it was a good thing. I say we, my brothers who live up here. And then eventually my brother, the other brother who lives down there, who's been down there for 15 years, he would sometimes set it up so that we'd surprise her. And my brother from up here would go down, and it would be like a surprise on Mother's Day, because she never knew. She knew because we were working, and we were up here, and she was down there. So anyway, that's how I always remember her. When we were little, she used to drive us to Little League games, and she used to cook the hot dogs at the stand there with a couple of other little ladies and guys, whatever. And she was just great. So I think of her today, tomorrow, but every day, obviously.
Sure. Yeah, I know what you're saying. When you have a mom that passed, it's hard not to remember all the good things that they've done,
and you want to
remember and stay close to your heart tomorrow.
And I'll tell you, since she passed April 17th of 2013, every day since then, or every night, she is at least involved in a dream that I have. Like, she's in it, maybe in a minor way, maybe in a major way. But
mm-hmm.
It wasn't always like that if she was in it a lot. But it's kind of interesting. Of course, Dave Kane talks about that a lot, mm-hmm. things like that. And he got me thinking about that. And I said, you know what? Last time I talked with Dave about that, and I said, wow. She's in it in some way. We could be anywhere, but she's always like there. Maybe even in the distance, I see her, whatever. So it's we think about it every day. But I wish everyone a great Mother's Day. And it looks like it is going to be warmer, Elaine, than today, because we do have some dense fog along the south coast, southeast coast, parts of the Cape and Islands. And I think you mentioned that you're going to Newport this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, actually, 11:30.
11:30, okay. Well, there is still some light fog there at the moment. Now, I don't expect it to completely clear out, especially near the coast. And the temperature probably in Newport may not get above the mid to upper 60s this afternoon, but that's still not that bad, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just consider, you know, just having a little light windbreaker or jacket, whatever, to take with you down there. The rest of us are going to start to see a little more sun. In fact, here in Mansfield, we're starting to see a few breaks of sun. But it, again, it's not going to be as warm as tomorrow. So if anything, if the good news and what I'm trying to say is today's average high is going to be around 70 this afternoon, with 60s right at the water and a little above 70 as you head up north, say up towards Woonsocket and, you know, Mansfield, where I am here in Brockton, whatever. However, tomorrow we're going to start the same way, but with low clouds and fog. For Mother's Day, though, the sun will come out, I think, a bit earlier, and the breeze will pick up out of the southwest, and that is going to send the temperatures up close to 80 degrees away from the coast.
Great.
So it'll be a little more humid, but still not bad. We are in a dry stretch. I was just looking just very quickly at the numbers out at, for example, TF Green or other, obviously, weather stations around, but TF Green obviously having a good record there. They have had, since April 21st, when we had a pretty good soaking rain, we've had only 3 days where there's been any rain of any consequence. That goes back about 18 days, and only totaling barely a tenth of an inch, in some cases maybe 15 hundredths to 2/10. And you say, well, who? I don't know, what does that mean? Well, we normally should get about 4 inches of rain in an entire month this time of the year, or a 30-day period. So we've only had barely 2/10 of an inch. Compare that to 4 inches, so it's and that's just a little under 3 weeks. So it's below average, and I also bring that up because, as you probably you've heard about, and I think Mike probably knows about as well, we've had a lot of brush fires in parts of the area over the last few weeks, and especially recently, we just had one last evening right at the Attleboro, North Attleboro, Mansfield line, where there was about 3 acres going. And it took them about 3.5 hours to finally put it out, but they had several area towns involved with that. Fortunately, it was not very close to houses. But the bottom line is any brush fire this time of the year, and especially if we continue this dry stretch, which is great for outdoor activities, but all that dead brush from the winter, you have to be careful. Mulch fires, sometimes someone walking by throws this out. I know I've talked to this about you, with you before about this, but I bring it up this time of the year. All you have to do is throw a little lit cigarette, instead of putting in one of those little containers, throw it in a pile of mulch or anything, but mulch especially. Mulch is almost the worst because it takes a while for the flame to grow, and sometimes nobody notices it until it's too late. And so you have to be careful this time of year. I'll end on this because the good news is we are going to get some rain early next week after Mother's Day. And it looks like that's going to come in on Monday afternoon and Tuesday. Now you say, why is that good? Well, obviously the flowers need it, but mm-hmm. it also wets down things. And also it keeps that brush fire threat a little bit less. So that's the good news as we go into Monday and Tuesday. And then we start a stretch beginning Wednesday of dry weather that'll probably last into at least the first part of next weekend. So a little bit cooler. But I think the I'll end finally on this.
No, go ahead. I'm not rushing you. Take your time.
Okay. Well, what I'll say is the warmest day I think we'll see will be tomorrow, Mother's Day, in the afternoon. At least the warmest afternoon we'll see. And then after that, it'll be, although a little humid Monday and Tuesday, it'll be more like the lows, mid-70s, and then maybe even some 60s by Wednesday or Thursday of next week. But it will be very pleasant for all outdoor activities, whether it's softball, baseball, of course, the high schools and all the schools really playing all the spring sports. And so we dry out for that just in time. Again, Monday afternoon, Tuesday, maybe a thunderstorm as well. And part of the reason we're going to get hopefully at least a little bit of rain is I'm sure you've heard there's a first tropical storm of the season, Anna.
Yes, A-N-A. I did hear that. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, Anna with one N. So I guess when it's one N, it's Anna. If it was two N's, it would have been Anna. But anyway. But that is not going to cause too much trouble. I mean, they're going to get some gusty winds down there in the Carolinas. It's going to move up right over Chesapeake Bay as a weak low, looks like Monday, and then move just offshore south of New England on late Monday into Tuesday. But it might do actually good for us. It's not going to cause much wind. It's just going to bring a little more enhanced moisture, which, again, as I said, we're not in a big drought, but certainly after what we had the late the second half of the winter. But in the short term, that's the reason we're seeing these brush fires. And in other things, you know, you like to see the flowers continue to get watered. And unless you're doing it yourself, that Mother Nature has not been helping us out in that regard. But finally, she could, just after Mother's Day. How about that? Mother Nature helping us out just after Mother's Day.
That's wonderful. That's really great. I know, like out in California, Governor Brown was saying, you know, he has a water ban on, and he said, yeah, keep those, you know, the green grass has got to go brown because there's such a drought out there, and they're having major problems out there with no rain at all and lack of water.
For California, that's a long-term thing. Our issues now is just like a 2.5 week thing. So, they've had very little rain and snow. Of course, they like to get the snow in the mountains, the Sierra Nevadas, because when they get the snow up there, that snow eventually melts and it comes down the valleys and down into those culverts you see there in the movies out in the L.A. where you see the water rushing down those cement little causeways there. Well, that's the water that they like to get coming down the rivers there, even in northern Rockies, the Columbia River and other rivers out there. So they need the rain out there. Sure. They actually, there could be a weather change, so they could start getting some rain. But again, it's such a long-term drought that it would take a long-term rain event. So they're going to have problems there over the next few months, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, great. Listen, I really appreciate you calling in and giving us our update. It looks like tomorrow's going to be the winning day of the week.
Yeah, the warmest afternoon, I think. Now, for the first fifth time, I'll end on this. Unlike today, I should say, it's going to start out cloudy, and you're going to say, oh, is it going to be like this all day? No. Tomorrow, Mother's Day, it will improve as the late morning and afternoon wears on. It gets sunnier and warmer.
Great. That sounds wonderful, Jim. Jim, have a great weekend, whatever you do, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Elaine. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. That's our forecaster, Jim Corbin, and giving us a really great update on the weather, and it looks like tomorrow will be a home run, as they say. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Out and About with Elaine on WARA 1320. Our phone number is 508-222-1320. We invite you to call in and wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. Tomorrow is Mother's Day, and according to Jim Corbin, we're going to have a fabulous Mother's Day with sunshine. Today it's going to be a little bit overcast and a little bit chilly, and as I head down to Newport later today, I'm going to bring a sweater or a jacket, as he had said. In studio right now, I have Mike Catanzaro. He's my engineer and producer for the show, and we really appreciate you coming in on Saturday mornings, my friend.
We have a good time here. I like doing your show.
Well, thank
you. It's fun.
It is fun. Yes, it is. I was trying to find something poignant for Mother's Day and for all mothers who are here and are angels in heaven, and I came across one poem I'd like to read, so please bear with me. Who cares for us and guides us, who can tell and feel our love and gentleness as they walk through life beside us. They do great things for us each and every day. They whisper in our ears. They even hold us in their hearts when we are filled with fears. They are always there to give us a hug and try to make us smile. They treat us with respect and love. They treat us like their child. God bless me with an angel I'm so proud to call my own. She's been with me through my life, even though I've grown. She's guided me the best she can. She taught me like no other. And I'm thankful I'm the lucky one who gets to call her mother.
Wow.
So
did you write that?
No, I do write poems, but no, I did not write this.
Oh, all right.
Yes, but God bless all mothers, especially always and every day, as our caller had said about mothers and what they all do for us and the little things. And we appreciate our mothers each and every day, but tomorrow we are honoring all mothers, and we are doing that today. So if you have a wonderful mother and would like to wish her a happy Mother's Day, please call us at 508-222-1320. This hour has just zoomed by, my friend, hasn't it? I mean, I can't believe that we're going to be wrapping up soon.
Well, it's not over yet.
No, I know.
You still got about 8 minutes or so.
No, I know. But I'm really excited about our new change, and we can talk about that WARA and the new changes here at the studio. It's just been really fabulous, and everything's automated now, and it makes it so much easier, and I'm sure for you as well.
I go either way. you know, just got to go with the flow and know, you know, just be open to change and be open to learning new things. So this is a pretty cool thing.
It is a pretty cool thing. I remember when I was running the board and everything, and there were so many glitches and things that could happen, you know, when you're pushing play and nothing happens and you have to physically move it over and click on the buttons and doing different things. And it's like, oh, my God. But I'm so
it's
glad
like
that
driving
you're...
a car, though.
Is it?
Once you know how to drive a car, you know, you can pretty much get into any car once someone just shows you where the buttons are.
True.
You know, pretty much the same thing, but sometimes the buttons are, that do the same things are in different places.
I hear you.
And you just have to reprogram your brain. Okay, the button for that is here now instead of over here.
Right. But I like the automation, though. I mean, it's really cool. And watching you work your magic here, it's just really fascinating. And I,
yeah,
like
I like
to
this
look,
automation
yeah.
system. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. So so what are your plans for tomorrow for Mother's Day?
Well, we usually take, like, you know, my mom likes to go out to eat. But mm-hmm. my mom likes us, you know, she likes to spend time. That's the important thing. So
it is.
What traditionally we usually do is we take my mom, my sister and her husband, my wife and I, we go out to eat with my mom. And then usually we come back to her house and we exchange gifts. And my mom usually puts out a spread of cookies and, you know, we're Italian. So cookies and other things that she made. And usually we stay there, you know, and spend time with her for a while. And that's usually how it goes. You know,
that's great. Mother.
I think my wife wants to go see her mom, too, after church, because her mom is here from Florida. Her mother just bought a house out there. I don't know what it is. People just don't like Rhode Island anymore.
I think with the winter that we've had, I think everybody's looking for short sales in Florida properties,
my mother-in-law
friend.
Bought a apartment. I mean, not an apartment. One that we call those mobile homes.
Oh, yeah.
Out in Lake Placid, Florida. And she bought that around, her and her husband bought that around October of last year before all the snow. So she must have knew. And they've been down there and they just came back. And they have a beautiful house over here. In Coventry, overlooking Johnson's Pond, but they're mm-hmm. selling, so they're having a huge yard sale today. And, yeah, huge.
Wow.
And
I'm going to Newport.
It's like my father-in-law goes, everything must go, even the dirt on the ground.
You know what I call those sales? I call them let's make a deal yard sales.
He has a truck, too, he's selling. I don't know if they sold it already, but I was looking inside the truck. I could never afford the truck. I mean, and he goes, I'll give you a really good deal on it. And he told me he was going to sell it to me for like $19,000. I'm like, I don't have that kind of money. But it was nice to look at it and imagine yourself in it for about maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Still has a new car smell, too. He takes very good care of his trucks.
No,
he's always washing them and waxing them. I think that's what, you know, they're retired, so that's what they do all day. They wash and wax things, clean things, you know.
Right. Every day is Sunday.
Yep.
Well, you're on and you're listening to WARA Out and About with Elaine, 1320. Our number is 508-222-1320. We've got a few more minutes if you'd like to jump on the line and say hello to us. We'd really appreciate it. Other than that, you know, it's Mother's Day tomorrow, and like Jim said, like the weather's going to be really great and cooperate, so that's really great. It's good to hear the temperatures are getting in the 70s and possibly 80s now. I don't think there's any snowbanks around anymore,
yep.
But it's great to open up the windows and put the screens back in and have some fresh air running through the house. There's nothing like it, you know. Mm-hmm. It just really, I can feel like we didn't even have a spring. I meant to talk to Jim about that. We really didn't even have a spring. It went right from cold winter, you know, dreary winter, to bam, you know, like 70 degrees and sunny and hot. And I think I'll have to ask him next week, Jim, if you're listening, you know, what is your prediction for summer? Are we going to have a really sweltering hot, you know, summer, or are we going to have like a mild one? You know, I mean, he was talking about the rain and the situation of like, we need to get a lot more rain here because of the drought and out in California, but also here because it makes everything so dry.
Dry and sticky.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that you could actually have a brush fire like right now, but I guess he's right. With the brush, the winter, all the trees and the limbs that have fallen and dried up, that it's... It's like a match.
And the ground is, in some places, is probably still hard and just starting to soften up.
Yeah. I mean, it's really great to ride around and see the flowers come up. You know, I mean, that is just really great. I mean, I know around Easter time and that, they were starting to, but it, like now it's like everything is in bloom and all the nurseries have the flowers, and I'll be doing that probably. I know my dad used to teach me to plant, you know, after like Memorial weekend was the weekend that you would be able to put your vegetables in, because then it would be easier to, you know, to put everything in the ground and you wouldn't have the frost and the freezing and everything. So, but yeah, it's going to be a great day, and I'm planning on going down to Newport and doing some shopping with friends. And tomorrow I'll definitely be doing the same thing and with family. And it's Mother's Day tomorrow, and we wish every mother a happy Mother's Day. And I hope that you make it out there and do something great for your mom. And like we were talking earlier in the show, it doesn't matter what you do. It's your present. Let your presence be your present. And I'll leave on that note. I'd like to thank you all for listening to my show, Out and About with Elaine. I'll be back next Saturday. Dominic will be back on Monday, 6 to 9 a.m., followed by Paul Healy from 10 to noon. My show, Out and About with Elaine, is next Saturday from 8 to 9, followed by Dave Kane from 9 to noon. So meet me back here next Saturday at 8 a.m. for Out and About with Elaine. Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers. We wish you all a very happy Mother's Day. Thanks again, and we'll see you back here next week.